ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Mem Beza Mid Beis brought a mekar when Beznes Mechayev a person skilo, they are mitzi the Nerak Chutz Legimel Machnes. And the Gemara brings a brisa which dashes this from this that it says a loshen by Chayev skilo of Hoitzias Amekal Om Lichutz Lamachne. And we find by Parman Esrofim also the Pasuk uses a loshen of Chutz Lamachne. And the brisa dashes Xerishove Chutz Lamachne, Chutz Lamachne, just like by Parman Esrofim, when we say Chutz Lamachne, we are mitzi the par Chutz Legimel Machnes. Who would then also, when it comes to Amekal, when it comes to Chayev skilo, we are Mechayev the Nerak Chutz Legimel Machnes. The Gemara then brings that with Papa Darshins, we are mitzi the Chai Veskila Chutz Legimel Machnes, he dashes this from a Pasuk. With Papa Amar Moshe Hecha Ave Yosef, where was Moshe sitting? He was in Machne Levia. And the Pasuk says, Hoitzias Amekal is the first Lashon I saw in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk also says, Vayitzias Amekal Lo Michutz LaMachne. Zokta Papa, the Pasuk used Lashon I saw twice. Once is the I saw from Machne Levia to Machne Yisrael. And afterwards is a Vayitzias Amekal Lo Michutz LaMachne, another Lashon of I saw to teach us that one has to be Moitzi Chai Veskila Chutz LaGimel Machnes. The Gemara asks on Rav Papa, Vahai Tana Nemar Kamar. The Gemara asks on Rav Papa, this is the Rav Papa Dashens from a Pasuk. That a chayve skilo we have to mitzi and kill them chutz legimel machnes and a papa dashes this from a pasuk. The brisa dashes this from a gzeira shavas. Why is it that a papa is being a pasuk? Why does the brisa need a gzeira shava if a papa already saw this from a pasuk? And the gemara answers idul loy nemar koma v'hochi koma idul loy nemar kro. If it wouldn't be that there was a pasuk that a papa is dashing, which teaches us that chayve skilo we only kill them chutz legimel machnes. Hayisiyem Xavier Shava, Fido with Adam a Furish Apostle, I would have brought Xavier Shava to Dash, and this day I want us to be Mitzi Chayve Skilo Chutz Legimel Machnes. Achshav Shanem Makro, and now that it's a Mefurish Apostle, that Papa Dashens from Vahoytias Amekalo Michutz Lamachne, and from Vahyitzias Amekalo Michutz Lamachne, so we see that we are Mitzi Chutz Legimel Machnes, Xavier Shava Leitzarich, once we have a Mefurish Apostle, Xavier Shava Leitzarich. And the chayyur of this gemara is very shver. This that the gemara is answering, the brisa only meant idul loy nemar kro, then we would have a gzeira shava, but hashta that it's ksiv mefurish b'kro, gzeira shava loy tzarech. Once we have the gzeira shava, why do we need the pasuk? Once the brisa already was able to learn from a gzeira shava to that a chay v'skila one has to be mitzi the nerek chutz legimel machnes, why do we need the pasuk that our papa is dashing the loshen loy tzarech twice? The chayyur, once you have a gzeira shava, the kro is loy tzarech, so it's an extra pasuk. What do we dash from this extra loshen of having the loshen loy tzarech twice in the parasha of chay v'skila? The Mitzapeh Eisen asks this kasha and he explains this that the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say that ilu loy nemar kro, we would have said the gzeira shava, hashtash and nemar kro, gzeira shava loy tzarech, is similar to what we find when it comes to hakeshim. The Gemara has a klal milidak, we could have learned that from a hakesha, tarech v'kosav lakro. Or something that could come from a kal v'chomer is torech v'kosav lakra. Zokta Mitzapeh Eisen, just like we find this by a kal v'chomer, that midi dasim ikal v'chomer is torech v'kosav lakra, who would then by a gzeir shava also? Even something that could have been learned out from a gzeir shava, midi dasim gzeir shava is torech v'kosav lakra. Zokta Mitzapeh Eisen, the kavan of the Gemara is that agami could have learned it out from a gzeir shava, mikamakim it's torech v'kosav lakra. The pasuk wrote it mefurish and gave us a drasha to teach us that chayvei skila have to be, one has to be moitzi chutz legimel machnes. And this teretz of the Mitzapeh Eisen is also mefurish in the Ran in the Dorm and Avdalid. The Ran in the Dorm and Avdalid is mevur, just like we find by Kal V'chomer, we say midi da'osi mi Kal V'chomer is torech v'kosav lakra. Who would know when it comes to a gzeir shava? Also we say midi da'osi mi gzeir shava is torech v'kosav lakra. And l'chayr, it's a riot to the Ran from our Gemara that even though it's something that the Gemara could have learned out from gzeir shava, afilu achi, Rav Papa dashed in this from a pasuk because midi da'osi mi gzeir shava torech v'kosav lakra. Till Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Dal Nilchus Malva Veloive is Mechiach from Divya Atosis and Bab Metzia that Atosis is Chaylik on this Ran. And the Mishnah Melech is mechiach that according to Tosfos, there is no klal of midi da'asim yigzeira shavis tarach v'kosav lakra. It's dafka by a kal v'chomer, we say midi da'asim yikal v'chomer is tarach v'kosav lakra. But a gzeira shavis ki ilu ksiv mefurish pekra. A gzeira shavis is already considered as if it's already written mefurish in the pasuk, this halacha, and there's no need to write a pasuk. There is no klal of midi da'asim yigzeira shavis tarach v'kosav lakra. And l'chayra, it's shver on the Mishnah Melech mar gemara. The Braisa brought Gzeira Shavu, the Gemara could have learned to steam it out from Gzeira Shavu, and Afilachi, Rav Papa dashing it from a Pasuk, and the Gemara doesn't ask that why does a Papa need a Pasuk, L'chayra, it's already Gzeira Shavu. It's mashed from the Gemara, Afil, something that could have been learned out from Gzeira Shavu, Afilachi, Tarach, Vekasav, Lakra. The Gemara is Mamshech with a Memra, Omer Avuna, Pshitali, it's Pashat from Tmi, the Halacha, Echot Evan, Shen Niskobov, Echot Eit, Shen Nitlobov, Echot Saiv, Shen Neregbov, Echot Sudish, Shen Nechnech, Boy Kula Mishal Tzibur. The stone which they used to be Seikala Chayve Skilas, or the Eit which they used to hang the Chayve Skilas, the Saiv that they used to kill those who are Chayv Hereg, and the Sudish which they used to be Chaynik, those who are Chayv Chanika, in all these cases, the tools which they used to kill the person, it comes Mishal Tzibur, the person doesn't have to pay for it himself. And Rav Huna explains why is this halacha poshetim, my time of the midi day le aminin le zil ve le se ve likto nafshe. We don't tell a person that midi day he should come and bring the tools to kill himself. But this is all benegia, the actual tools which are used to kill the person. Boy Rav Huna, what about things that are tools that are necessary kikadei lehatzel the person to save him from the chayat achi of miso? Sudur shem enifim bo, when Bezdin's might see the person to get to be chayat miso, and they might see him rachuk from Bezdin, if Bezdin sees a schus, so they set up these sudarin to be main, if that if Bezdin sees a schus, they should stop and shouldn't kill the person. Or the sud sherotsu ma'amidon, the horse which is used to run after them to stop them, and makum that Bezdin sees a schus. Klartavuna mishami, who pays for the horse? Who pays for this sudur? Kiven da atzole di dey mi di deyu, being that it's coming to save him, so he should be the one to pay for it. Edilma, kiven de beidina mechayven lemevet ba atzole. Bezdin's mechuyiv to set it up in a ifn that they could be matzalim stifu, Bezdin should pay for it, it comes mi did hu. And this is the Savik Ravuna when it comes to the susum, the sudda, who pays for these things, being that it's coming for atzole di dey. On the etzim svar of Ravuna, when it comes to the tools which Bezdin used to kill the person over there, it's pshitale, it comes mi shal tzibur, and the person himself doesn't have to pay for it. And the Gemara is Mazbe midi day le aminin le zil ve leise ve likto nafshe. We don't tell a person to bring the tools which we're going to use to kill him. Vine yesh le ayin ve yesh le stapik by any person who Bezdin passed on him that he is chayiv misa. Is the chayiv misa chayiv mutal on Bezdin, that Bezdin is chmechuyiv to carry out the einish to kill the person, and it's a mitzvah mutal on Bezdin alone? Or is the person who is passing on him a chayiv misa, the mitzvah is mutal on him also to help this einish, this psak get carried out? Just like there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to give the Einish and to carry out the Einish and be Mechayiv in Misa, there's a mitzvah mutl on the person who is gepasking on him Mechayiv Misa, that he has to go be Mekabel the Einish and allow himself to get killed. If the person runs away, he's being Mevatel on mitzvah, there's an Issa on him to run away, being that it was passing on him Mechayiv Misa, it's mutl on him and he has a mitzvah to go allow this and to help this psak get carried out. In the Sefer Siach HaSodin, Shabiches Hashem Simin Zayin, the Baal Eretz Tzvi, being Zeraiah from our Gemara, that there is no mitzvah on the Chayve Misa, the one who's Mechuyiv Misa, to go help this Einish get carried out. If there would be a mitzvah on the one who is passed on him a Chayiv Misa, if he would also have a mitzvah to help this Einish get carried out, so why would we say midi day, le'aminan le'zilum ve'leisei ve'liktal nafshei? By every other mitzvah, a person has to buy the Hechetimtza, a person has to buy a lulav, which he's going to shake to be Mekayin the mitzvah's lulav. A person is mechuyiv to pay money to buy the echetimtza to be mekayim the mitzvah. So in Kain, who would do when it comes to the mitzvah that the person has to be mekabel the oinish of Bezdin? We should say that he's mitzvah to bring the tools which Bezdin is going to use to be mekayim this mitzvah. A kocha from this that the Gemara is a svar mididei le'aminin le'zil ve'leisei ve'liktol nafshei it's mevuah. There is no mitzvah on the one getting killed to go be mekabel the oinish of Bezdin. It's a din amutal on Bezdin that Bezdin should go give him the oinish. And he brings a second raya that there is no mitzvah on the one getting killed that he's mechuyev to go be mekabel the einish. The Sefer Chasidim brings that agam bizman azeh Bezdin doesn't pass in dinei nefashis, but the Gemara tells us in Ksubis that even though that the dinei nefashis was bottled, din dinei nefashis wasn't bottled, din dalad misis lay bottlu. And the Gemara explains that min shemayim they are mesade that a person who is mechuyev misa gets the misa is mechuyev. Zok the Sefer Chasidim, therefore if a person knows that he he's mechuyev skila, he should be careful not to go into places where a shayach he is going to get a chayiv skila. And if a person knows that he is chayiv sveifa, he should avoid places of sveifa. being that min hashamayim they're going to misada that the person is going to mekabel the oynish, he should avoid these mekaymis of sakana. He has a bazundera sakana for himself, being that he knows he's chayiv misa. He should avoid mekaymis of sakana because min hashamayim they're going to misada that he will get killed. I day the sakana. Zok the sefer siach hasade, if it would be that a person has a mitzvah to go be mekabel the oynish, why is the sefer chasidim telling him to avoid these places because he has a bazundera sakana more than other people, being that he's chayiv sveifa and chayiv skila? It's a mitzvah on a person to go be mekabel the oynish. We should tell him to go to these places and get the oynish. This way he will be mekabel his oynish and be mekayim the mitzvah of getting the chiyav miso, which he knows he is mechoyiv. El ha'kochach, he's mechiyach from these two rayas that a person doesn't have a mitzvah to go be mekabel the oynish. It's a chiyav amutal on bezdin. And min ha'shamayim, there'll be mesadir his oynish when it comes to bizman hazeh. But there is no mitzvah mutal on the person to go get the oynish of chiyav miso, even though he knows he is mechoyiv miso. And the chiyav yesh litchos both of his rayas. The raya from the Sefer HaChasidim, Yesh Lachalik Tuva, when it comes to an oynish which Bezdin is giving, we can say a person has a mitzvah and a chiyuv to go accept the oynish of Bezdin, and a person is mekayim a mitzvah, I did this that he's going to get killed, he has a chiyuv to mekabel the oynish of a Bezdin. But that's dafka if Bezdin is giving the oynish, when it's an oynish min HaShemayim, there is no chiyuv for a person to go into a mekayim a sakana to allow min HaShemayim to give him a chiyuv misa. It's only the chiyav oynish, which is bidei bezdin, which is bidei boss of a dom. There's a mitzvah on a person to be mekabel, and it's like dummy to the case of the sefer chasidim, which is discussing oynish min hashamayim. There is no chiyav on a person to go put himself in a matzav to be mekabel or oynish min hashamayim to mekabel himself a chiyav or sreifa, but mekam that he knows even though he knows he is mechiyav sreifa. And the raya that the sefer siach hasoda brings from our gemara yesh liyashiv, the kavan of our gemara is not that the person doesn't have a mitzvah and therefore he is not mechiyav to bring the tools which Bezdin is going to kill him with. This that the gemara says as svar mididei le'arminan le'zil v'leisei v'liktal nafshei is not a svar because he doesn't have a chiyav to mekabel le'inish of misa. What the gemara means to say, it's eina min haderech eretz. It's not derech eretz if Bezdin is going to kill a person to tell him to bring the tools which Bezdin is going to use to kill him. It's not min animus and not derech eretz to tell a person to bring tools which Bezdin is going to bring his own tools which Bezdin is going to use to kill him. And Mele Zog the Gemara, that's Pashat, it's Mishal Tzibur. But when it comes to things which are Tzolid Didei, over there there's a Suffolk, Revuna is Nestapik, if that comes Mishal Tzibur or that comes Mididei. And the etz and nidin of the Achreinim, if there's a Chiev and a Mitzvah Mutl on the one who is passing on him a Chiev Misa to go accept him, Mekab on himself, the Oynish of Bezdin. There is a chiyav and a mitzvah mutl on the one who's mechuyav misa to go be mekabel oynish of bezdin. Tosis asks on the Mishnah in Perek on Nisrofin, if you have chayve misas that when it's arvu zeh bezeh, chayve skilas when it's arvu bechayve sveifus, what's the halacha? There's a nidin in the Gemara if musul davar chomer avi musul davar kal. Tosis from the halacha, if one is mechuyav misa and the person runs away, the one who's mechuyav misa runs away from bezdin. Over there, the halacha is that anyone who meets him is memisa b'chol misa shatayachol la misa. We kill him any way possible. It doesn't matter if it's a more chomedik misa or a more kaldik misa. The halacha is we are memisa b'chol misa shatayachol la misa. For ektaisv is maishna one who's running away from bezdin from a case when chayv skilas when it's arvuf and chayv seifus and bezdin doesn't know who is chayv skil and who is chayv seifa. Over there, we don't say the halacha that one is memisa b'chol misa shatayachol la misa. And Tosis in the second teretz answers by Reach Shani. Even though when it comes to the halacha of chayvei skilas, when it's arv and chayvei sofis, we don't have halacha that you can be mamis a person in a oifin that's more chomer than the misa is mechuyev. One who runs away from bezdin, we can be mamis him in any way possible. I feel if it's a more chomer than a misa, because by Reach Shani, this alone that he ran away from bezdin allows us to kill him even a more chomer than oifin. It's mevuah from Taisus, the running away from Bezdin itself is mechayiv me greater oynish, and he's chayiv misa b'chol misa shatayachol la misa. It's mevuah from Taisus, the person is doing something wrong by running away from Bezdin. There's an issur for him to run away from Bezdin. He has a mitzvah and a chiyuv to mekabel on himself the oynish of Bezdin, and therefore, if he runs away from Bezdin, Bezdin can be given the misa filo misa chamura b'chol misa shatayachol la misa. And it's mevuah from here, there is a mitzvah and a chiyah for the one who's mechuyav misa to go be mekabel oynish of Bezdin. This that our Gemara says when it comes to the tools which Bezdin uses to kill him, that comes mishal tzibur, not mididei, is because it's not derech eretz to tell a person to bring the tools which Bezdin is going to use to kill him. The Gemara continues with another suffix similar to the suffix of Evuna v'sua d'amr evchia baravashi amr evchista yetzei lehorig, one who's going out to go get killed. Mashkin is a korcha levoina bekoishal yayim. Bezdin gives him a drink with a korcha levoina inside a koishal yayim. And the reason why Bezdin gives him this cup of wine before he goes to get killed is kedesha titref daitai. in order that he should get confused, to get him confused before his chirmisa, shenemat nusheicha lo'ivid v'yayin l'moy nefesh. And the Gemara's mesupik, who brings this case of wine? Me shall me. And does it come mishal tzibur, or does that come from himself? And the Gemara says, avadim mistava mishal tzibur, kivan dechsiv tnu, it says a lashon of tnu midid hu, that has to come mishal tzibur. So the Gemara says, this wine that Bezdin gives the one who's mechuyav misa to drink, that comes mishal tzibur. On the etzim inyan that Bezdin gives a koishal yayin to one who's mechuyav misa, the Bachin Arechayim in Simin Kof Ayin Dalar brings a minig that came out from this, afilu bezman hazeh, from this that Bezdin used to give to the Chayvei Mises, they gave him a koishal yayin to drink Kadesha Titrev Daitoi. And the Bach brings b'shem the Agoyis HaMarshal, that this that we say, Sa'ri Maronon ala yayin, because b'shoah shah yedonin dinin nefoshes, so yamashkin oysan yayin, before Bezdin paskin and went and carried out the psak of dinin nefoshes to kill a person, they were mashkin oysan yayin, and so who did we find in the Gemara that used to be mashken yayin to avelim? So being that they used to use the yayin for the chayvei mises, Bezin used to use the mashka of yayin to give to the chayvei mises kedeshet the tarav daitam. The mele came at a minig that when a person drinks wine bizman hazeh, we want to be mechalak between the shtia of those who are mechuyav misa, and to show that this shtia is not similar to the shtia of those that are mechuyav misa and to the shtia of the avelim. Therefore, there's a minik to say lachayim koydim the shtia of yayin, and this minik comes from this halacha that they used to be mashke the chayvei misas yayin and they used to be mashke the avelim yayin. So, mamela, when a person drinks yayin, he wants to mechalak between his shtia and the shtia which they used to be mashke the chayvei misas. Therefore, a person says lachayim to show that this shtia should be lachayim and it shouldn't be similar to the chayvei misas who this shtia was lamavis. The Gemara is mamshich with a shayla, boi minei Rav Acha bar Huna me'ev sheishes. Omar echo min a talmidim yeshli lelamid olav schus. If one of the talmidim that are yeshiv b'fnei Bezdin said b'shas the din teire, they have a limud schus that the person shouldn't be chayiv misa. And after they told Bezdin that yeshli lelamid olav schus v'nishtatik, they became nishtatik that they can no longer talk. Mar, what's the halacha? And Rav Sheshes answer min afech, Rav Sheshes biyodei nishtatek. If you're going to tell me that by the case of nishtatek, we are still choshed that this that he was melamed all of schus, and we still count him as a melamed schus, afilu echod b'soif ho'ilom nami. If you are choshed for the tiny schus that the one who was nishtatek said he's yeshti lamed all of schus, im kain evi din tayra, we should be choshed. Maybe there's somebody b'soif ho'ilom who has a limud schus to be matzal this person from Misa, and we should never be able to mechayev a person Misa. And the Gemara is doiche that there's a chiluk between echad b'soif ha'olam and a Talmud who says yeshti lamed olav schus. Hasam loikomad, the echad b'soif ha'olam didn't say that he's yeshti lamed olav schus. Mashekin over here, this Talmud said yeshti lamed olav schus. He said he has a limud schus, but then he became nishtatik and he can no longer tell us the limud schus. Over there, what's the halacha? And the Gemara says, Toshim Adam, Reb Yosi bar Chanina, Echem and a Talmidim Shazika. If one of the Talmidim said over a Limud Tzchus, and after he said over the Limud Tzchus, Umeis, then he died. Zok Reb Yosi bar Chanina, Reyin Oisoi, Kiilu Chai, we look at him, Kiilu, he's alive, and we still count him, and we mind him along those who are Nimne to be Mezaka, the person. V'aymid bim Kaimai, Zok the Gemara, Zika in, Dafka, if he said over the Tainus Tzchus, Loi Zika, Loi. But if he didn't say over the tainus schus, he just said yeshli lelamid olav schus in the oifen that he didn't say over the schus yet, then he's not nimna amongst the zakoin. And the Gemara is matcha that there is no raya from Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. So the Gemara loy zika pshitali, if he said over the tainus schus, it's pshita that he's still bimkoim by oimid and we look at him kilu is high as one of the zakoin. But if he's loy yama, if he didn't say over that he's yeshli lelamid olav schus and then he was nishtatek, then it's tiboyiloch, then we have a suffix whether or not he's still nimda amongst the zakoyin or not. Is it considered just like one who was melamed schus, being that he said he's yeshti lamed olav schus, or it's tafka if he actually said over the schus and then he's mace, then we're very nice kilu chai. But if he only said yeshti lamed olav schus but didn't tell us the schus, then we consider once he dies, we don't count him amongst the zakoyin in this dintayr. There's a machoikis of Rishonim in being mefarish this Gemara. Rashi Devi Amaschel Ma'u explains the Gemara Shailov Omer Echom in the Talmidim Yeshti Lamed Olav Schus, and then he became Nelam, he became Nishtatik, and he can no longer talk. And Rashi is Mefarish, what is the suffix of the Gemara? Mi Omer Ilo Yishtatik Avi Mamish Bidvarv. Do we say that if not for this that he was Nishtatik and he can't tell us the Schus, he would tell us a Limud Schus, which would convince most of Bezdin this Limud Schus? V'tzorech Lister as Adin Zok Rashi, being that he has a Limud Schus and Bezdin doesn't know the Limud Schus. So Mamela Bezdin has to be Saisa the Din Ulahavi Dayanim Acherim. These Dayanim are now Pasa Ladina because there's a Limut Chus that they don't know about. Zok Rashi Mamela have to be Saisa Asadin and start over and bring Dayanim Acherim to go down this Tentaira with a fresh start. And Yesh Lahara Deve Rashi, if we are Cheshish for this Talmud who said Yesh Lilamid Olav Chus, and he told us that he has a limud schus, Mamela, these Dayanim can't dander this din Torah because we know that they are missing a limud schus, Sheyesh Lalamed on the one who is Chayiv Misa. Im Kain, how does it help to be Soyser Adin and to be Mevi Dayanim Acherim? I feel if we are to be Mevi Dayanim Acherim, maybe there's a limud schus that this Talmud had to be Malamedel of schus that these Dayanim don't know about. And Im Kain, all Dayanim should be Nifsa for this din Torah, being that there's a Talmud who said Yesh Lalamedel of schus and Bezin doesn't know this limud schus. The Yadir Ma'ez Mefarish, the suffix of the Gemara differently than Rashi. The Yadir Ma'ez Mefarish, the Gemara's Yiboyi is if Omer Echad Min HaTalmidim Yeshti Lamed Olav Schus V'Nishtatek. If one of the Talmidim said Yeshti Lamed Olav Schus, so do we say that just like if this Talmud would have been Melamed Schus, we have the Halacha of Reb Yosi Bar Chanina who paskins, if one of the Talmidim was Melamed Schus, so maybe we still count him amongst the Zakoin. So do we say, I feel if he wasn't yet Melamed Schus, he said, Yeshti Lelamed Olav Schus, then he was Nishtatik, and Bezdin doesn't know what the Limud Schus was. We still will be Meinim amongst the Zakoin, because Dilma Bezdin would have been Mekabel his Limud Schus, and then he would paskin like amongst the Zakoin, he would stick to this, that Yeshti Lelamed Olav Schus. So the Ademah, the suffix of the Gemara is, are we Meinim amongst the Zakoin, or are we not Meinim amongst the Zakoin? Is he similar to a Talmud already said over his Limud Schus? Or do we say, being that he didn't yet say over his limud schus, we can't count him amongst the dayanim of the zakorin, and we come to a psak with that without including this talmud? Akoponim, we have two shitas, and we mefarish the suffix of the gemara. Rashi's mefarish the suffix of the gemara, being that the talmud didn't say over his limud schus. So memela, all these dayanim who don't know this talmud limud schus are nifsal adina. We are soysa the dina. We have to maybe dayanim acherim. The yadimaz mefarish the suffix of the gemara. Do we say that this Talmud who didn't yet say over his limud schus, he's also nimne amongst the dayanim azakorin as if he said over his limud schus already? Or do we say, being that he didn't yet say over his limud schus, but maybe he is kemisha enoi? In the psak of the Gemara, the yadimaz is masik, being that the Gemara leaves it by an ibay, it's a suffik, and maybe misfeikov, we would say that we have to be machmer that this Talmud is nimne amongst the zakorin, and we would not be able to mechayev the person misa. And this is not like the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel paskins a Talmud that was mezake umeis. He's very nice. Kiilu mezake b'mkaymei. This is the Halacha of Reb Yosi Bar Chanina. That Reb Yosi Bar Chanina paskins if a Talmud said over limud schus hagami is afterwards meis. He's still nimde amongst the zakoin. We count him amongst the dayanim who paskin zakai. But the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet paskins if it's amar echad yeshi lelamid schus v'nishtatek umeis koydim shalimud schus. This is the suffix of the Gemara, Dr. Ramam Hareza Kemisha Enoi, being that he wasn't yet Melamed Schus, Memele it's Hareza Kemisha Enoi. And the Nesa Kelim on the Ramam Hamazbe, that the Ramam Paskin like this, that Rav Sheshes was Menafeach Beyodov. The Gemara says, when the Gemara asked the Shaila, Rav Sheshes was Menafeach Beyodov, he says, Imkain, if you can tell me that a Talmud that was Melamed, that said, Yeshti Lelamed Olav Schus, and didn't yet say his Limud Schus Benishtatek, we will remind him amongst the Zakoyin, Afilu Echad Besoifo Ilam Nami. And the Gemara was matched this tiny of Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara answered that the Omer Echad B'Soif Olam didn't tell us Yeshi Lamed Olav Schus. Mashenkin, this Talmud told us Yeshi Lamed Olav Schus. The Yad Ramah Paskin, being that the Gemara was matched this tiny of Rav Sheshes, the Gemara is leaving it by a suffix, and made the psak is that it's a sveika ledina. Mashenkin, the Ramam held, being that Rav Sheshes was menafeach b'yodav, Rav Sheshes was matched the entire Yiboy, and he held them kain afilu Echad B'Soif Olam Nami. Hagam that the Gemara is matched this tiny of Rav Sheshes, it's the chuya ba'almehi. But emes we hold like this far of Rav Sheshes that if you're going to tell me that Omer echem na talmidim yeshli lamed olav schus v'nishtatek he is nimd amongst the zakoinim kein afilu echad misayif olam nami umemel the Rambam paskins that Omer echem na talmidim yeshli lamed olav schus tavizek kemishainai and he is not nimd amongst the zakoin. The Mishnah and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis is mamshich in the seder of the chayvei misos. Hayerachik mi beis askila, when they reach within 10 amos of the beis askila, so they tell the one who is chayiv skila, oimim lo yisvada, they tell him to say vide on his chet. Shekein derech kol amumsen, misvadin ul, who are chayiv misa, the derech is that they are misvada, they say avidoi, pshekol amisvada, yesh lechedek leilam habo, whoever says avidoi on his chet, koidim misosa, is yesh lechedek leilam habo, And the Mishnah brings a raya shekeimotzino ba'achon. Yeshua b'shas klayisol kankad Yericho. Yeshua made a cherem that everything from Yericho should be destroyed and no one should take from the shlal of Yericho. And Achon was over on the cherem and he took things from Yericho for himself. And therefore Achon was chayiv misa and Yeshua told him, B'ni simna kovid la'ashem elekei Yisrael v'tein lei toidei, told him to say avidei on his chet. And Achon was misfadeh, as the Mishnah brings, he said, Amna anoichi chatasi v'chazois v'chazois asisi. And the Mishnah brings a raya minayin shekipa levidui of the video of Achon was mehani shenema v'yemu Yeshua ma'achartonu ya'achorcha Hashem v'yem azeh. Zog the Mishnah v'yem azeh ata ocho v'yata ocho leilam abo, he had a kapar leilam abo and he is not ocho leilam abo. So we see from there that the video was mehani and was a mechaper on his chet v'chein der kol ha'mumsin they are misfadin and I day the video whoever is chayim misa gets a kapar on his chet and he's not ocho leilam abo. On this that Achim was Chayiv Misa, Achim was Chayiv Misa for his avir of being over on the Cherem, and he was Maal B'Cherem by taking things from the Cherem, and Mamele Yeshua was Mechayiv Misa. What was the Chet that was Chayiv Misa? If one is over on a Cherem, L'Cherem, a Me'ila B'Cherem is not an avir that should be Chayiv Misa, so why is it that Yeshua is Mechayiv Achim Misa for this that he was Maal B'Cherem and took things from the Cherem? And the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis brings that this that Yeshua killed Achon for this that he was Maal B'Cherem was a Yirah HaShoh HaYisa. So the Rambam, because we don't find in Dinei Bezdin this to be such a halacha that a person should be Meis Al Pi HaYidah Asay. Bezdin doesn't kill a person Al Pi HaYidah Asatzmai. A person cannot be Meide that he is Chayiv Misa and Bezdin won't Paskin Al Pi HaYidah. There has to be two Eidim being Meide that he is Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam, the Misa that Yeshua was Meimis Achon was a Yirah HaShoh. According to the Rambam, that who had even though the Chet wasn't the Chet that's Mechayiv Misa, was only a Me'ila Becherem, Mikal Makam, it was a Yirah HaShoh that Achon was Chayiv Misa, and therefore Yeshua Ubez Dinai were Memes Achon for this that he was Mal in the Cherem. On this, that the Rambam says that that Misa's Achon was a Yirah HaShoh because in Dinai Bezdin there is no halacha that a person should be Mesa Pi Haidahs Atzmai. This is also the Rav in his Pirush on the Mishnayis. He says that they were Memis Achon Apiyadas Atzmai and it was a Yirah HaShoh. The Rishash asks on the Rav and on the Rambam, in fact, the Rishash, this that Achon was Yeshua Ubeis Dinei killed Achon wasn't Apiyadas Atzmai. The Gemara brings the Maisa Barichas that Tana Rabbana Noi Noel Loshen Bakosha. Bishosham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua Chata Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua was Chata Yisrael, Yeshua told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Chata, who was the one who was over on the Aveira? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'chid Lito Ani Lachem Abalash and Hora, Lech Hapel Goyrolis, Go Be Mapel a Goyril, make a Goyril, and wherever the Goyril falls out on, he is the one who was over the Aveira. They went there, Mapel the Goyril, and the Goyril fell on Achon. And Achon Tainet, how could you come with a Goyril to be Mechayiv Mimisa, Be Goyril at Abolai? If you'd make a Goyril on you one, and the Lazar HaKoyin Shnei Gedalia Ador, the Goyril will fall onto one of you. So also the Goyril has to fall onto one person, but there's no Raya Bechla that I was Chayte, how could you be Mechayiv Mimisa Apiyah Goyril? And Yeshua told back to Achon, Bevakosha Mimcha, Al Toitzi Lazar La Goyrolis. Don't be Maitzi Lazar La Goyrolis, Sha'asid Eretz Yisrael, Shetis Chalik Begoyril. She'nemreach Begoyril Yecholik Esoret, Tein Toida, and Yeshua told Achon to be Misvaden, to say Avida, and to be Maida Al Chetai. Now, Koponimus Mavua from the Gemara that this that Achon was Chayiv Misa wasn't a Pi Haidahs Atzmai, and it was because of his Haidah that they were Mechayiv Misa. This that they knew that Achon was the one who was Chayitin, they were Mechayiv Misa, was Api the Goyril, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Hapil Goyrilis, and the Goyril fell out on Achon, and Api the Goyril, they were Mechayiv Achon Misa. So why is it that the Ramam and the Ravam Mefarish that Achon was Chayiv Misa, Api Haidahs Atzmai, L'chayu the Chiev came from the Goyrol, and this that Yeshua told Achon to be Tein Toida was Tein Kovid L'Hashem Elikei Yisrael, was to be clear to everybody that Achon was the Chayte. But Mitzad Raya, the reason why they knew that Achon was the one was the Chayte wasn't from the Vida, it was really from the Goyrol. So why is it that the Rambam says that he was Chayiv Api Haidahs Atzmai, L'chayu was Chayiv Misa Machmas the Goyrol? But our Kopanim, we can refer to the Rambam, if it was a Yirah HaShoh, we could understand what was the Chet that Achon was over, even though it was only Maal B'Cherem, and it's not a Maisa which was a Chayiv Misa, it was a Yirah HaShoh, he saw to be Mechayiv Achon Misa for this that he was Maal B'Cherem. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Milchus Sanhedrin, Allah Chavov Paskins, it's Exeris HaKosav, Yishem Emisim, Bezdin, Vilei Malkinus, Ha'odim, Baidahs Piv, that it's Exeris HaKosav, that Bezdin does not give an Einish, Malkus, Emisa, Alpi, Aidahs Atzmai, Ela, Alpi, Shnei Edim. fact, the Ramaman himself is Esharag Yeshua Achon. This that Yeshua went and killed Achon, and David killed the Ger Amaleki in the Mice in the beginning of Shmuel Beis. By Das PM, Dr. Ramam, in these two cases, was a Ra Shahisa. This that Yeshua killed Achan and David killed the Ger Amaleki, this was a Ra Shahisa. And the Ramam says a second pshat, Oy Din Malchusaya. Dr. Ramam, either was a Ra Shah or was a Din Malchusaya. That Yeshua had a Din Melech, and the Mela Achan was considered a Murid by Malchus, and it was a Din Malchusaya for Yeshua to be Mamis Achan. And Imkain, according to this, the Misas Achan wasn't a Ra Shah. Then he should get Misa Agami as Ma'al Becherim. The Chet of Achan was this, that Yeshua made a Cherim. And Yeshua said everyone should destroy everything that belongs to Yerichai and not take anything from the Shlal of Yerichai. And Achan was over on the Tziva of Yeshua. He was considered a married by Malchus and therefore he was Chayiv Misa. The Minchus Chinuch asks on this side of the Rambam, on the Rambam's side, that Achan was Chayiv Misa because he was a married by Malchus and he wasn't Chayiv Misa for the actual Misa of Me'ilah Becherim. Imkem, why is it that he was Chayiv Sreifa? And Yeshua Bezdinay burnt Achan. In fact, the Menchas Chinuch, the Allah is a married by Malchus, is Chayiv Misa Besayif. And in Cain, if Achan's Misa was Machmas, this that he was married by Malchus, Lachayiv, should have been Chayiv the Misa of Sayif. Why is it that they were Machayiv in Sveifa? Zokta Menchas Chinuch, a mitzvah tov tzadiches, this that we say the Allah that a married by Malchus, his Misa is Besayif, is only one that being Mamus him. Machmas is Meridin the Melech for the covered of the Melech. If it's Machmas, the covered of the Melech that he is Chayiv Misa, then Misase Besayif. But Zokta Menchas Chinuch, when it came to Achan, Hagam, he is Chayiv Misa from Rida B'Malchus. The Rida B'Malchus wasn't only a Pegim in the covered of the Melech, it was a Pegim in the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that he was Mal in the Chayim, he was over in Isran, being Mal in the Chayim, was Machmas, the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chayiv Misa for being married in Malchus. And Dr. Menchas Chinuch, but even Zedah, one is being Chayiv Misa for being married by Malchus, not Machmas, the covered of the Melech, but for the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his Chiyav could be Sveifa, and one does not have to kill him with the Misa of married by Malchus, the Misa say Besayif. Akroponim, we have two Mehalchim in this that Yeshua, Bezdine, with Mechayiv Achon Misa, is a was it a Hira Ashah, or was it Machmas, this that he was a married by Malchus, being over on the Chayim of Yeshua? The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah says a third mahalach, and why is it that Yeshua was Mechayev Achon Misa? And the Ramban is in Parshas Bechukosai in Perich of Zayin Pasuk of Tes, he's being mefarish the Pasuk, Kol Chayim Asher Yochra Min Adam. Any Chayim Asher Yochra Min Adam Lo Yipode does not have Pediyah Mois Yumas. And Rashi is mefarish this Pasuk, what is the Pasuk referring to? Zak Rashi, it's referring to a Yotzei Lehorig, one who is Chayev Misa. And on his way to be Chayiv Misa, another person said, Erka Elai, he made an Erechin on this person, that the Erech of this person he wishes to give to Ektish. Zogt Rashi, Loyamar Klum, in such a case, the one who said Erka Elai is not Chayiv to pay anything. Being that he is a Heilich Lomus, he is not Shav anything, he has no Shavius, he has no Erech, and the one who said Erka Elai doesn't have to pay anything. And that's the Kavan of the Pasuk of Kol Chayim Asher Yochem in Ha'odom Lo Yipodeh, by a case when it's Moisumus, if the person is Chayiv Misa, then there is no Pidyon, and the one who says Erech Elai is not chayv to pay anything. The Ramban is mefarish that Kolze is the drash of the Pasuk, but it's not the Pshutei Shal Mikra. And Zog the Ramban, Aderech HaPshat, the Pasuk is discussing when the Klaisos Yotzi L'Mulchama, and they make a chayim on the city which they are going to conquer, they make a chayim L'Hashem. But even there, we don't say Stam Chayim L'Koyinim, we don't say Stam Chayim L'Hashem, but even that they made a chayim on a city that they are going to conquer, the chayim is coming to destroy the city, that no one should take anything from the city. And the Ramban is mefarish further. Zog the Ramban that the kavon of the pasuk lekach ani emer ki min akosav azeh yotzel lem adin azeh shekol melech bi Yisrael, any melech min klai Yisrael, o yisanedje gdeila b'maymet kol Yisrael sheyesh lo mishus b'mishpotim. If they are machrim on a city when they're going to fight with it, if they are machrim the city, or if they're machrim on any specific object, whoever is over on this chayim is chayim misa. Zog the Ramban, and that's the pshat in the pasuk kol chayim asher yochra min ha'odom. In all these cases, lo yipodeh, such a chayim doesn't have a pidyon, it has to get destroyed. And one who's over on the chayim is mois yumas, there's a chayim misa for being over on the chayim. Zog the Ramban, the pshutei shel mikra of this pasuk is that if anyone who has the koyach to make mishpatim in Klal Yisrael, a melech or the Sanhedrin gedayla, and they make a chayim on a city which they're going to conquer, and one is over on the chayim is mois yumas, there's a chayim misa from this pasuk of Kol Chayim Asher Yocham in Ha'odom. And Zog the Ramban, this was the story of Yavish Begilad in Shoftim and the Maisa of Shaul and Yohanneson in Shmuel Aleph. In all these cases that they were being over on a chayim of that was made by the Melech or Sanhedrin Gedolah, Whoever is over on such a chayim is chayiv misa. And that's why in those cases they were mechayiv. The ones who were over on the chayim, they were mechayiv them misa. The Ritva in Ksubas and Daf Lamed Ches brings this Ramban, and the Ritva is mefarish. That is why Yeshua was paskin the chayiv misa on Achan. Being that Yeshua was the melech and he was b'maimed kol Yisrael, and Yeshua made a chayivim, Achan was moral b'chayim, he was over on this chayim, and the Ramban is learning up from this pasuk of kol chayim asher yachra min ha'odom. The Ramban is learning from this pasuk of Chayiv Misa. If one is mal and a chayim that was made by the melech b'maimit kol Yisrael, we have a third sheet in this that Yeshua was passing the Chayiv Misa on Achon. The Ramban either was a Rasha, or we said he was a merida b'malchus, that he was married when Yeshua had a din melech and he had a loch of a merida b'malchus. And as a third melech from the Ramban, Pirusha El Toivov learned that from the pasuk of kol chayim asher yachra min ha'odom, that if it was made by Maimid Kol Yisrael Lachem, either the Melech or the Sanhedrin Gdeilu have a koyach to make Mishpatim in Klai Yisrael, if they make a Chayim and a person is Maul in that Chayim, there's a Chiyah Misa from this Pasuk of Mois Yumas. The Mishnah is Messayim, Yab Yehuda Oimer, Moyeidea Shum Mezumim. If he knows that the Psak is not a true Psak, he knows he was not over the Aveira and the Eidim are Eidim Shakronim. So Bishas the Vidoy, he doesn't say a regular Vidoy as if he was over the Chet. He says to him, Sosi Kapora Kol Avinoisai Chutz Me Avinze. He says that his Misa should be a Kapora on all his other Averis, aside for this Averi that he's being accused of, being that he knows he's innocent and he was never over this Averi. He says to him, Sosi Kapora Kol Avinoisai, aside for this Averi. And the Chacham Machilkan of Yehuda, Amuloyim Kain, Yehu Kaladam Aimer Kain, every person is going to say this. Ktelenake says that's why the people should think he's innocent. And therefore the Chacham say, Afilo, if a person knows that the din is Mizum, Afilo Achi, a person should be Mizvada, Afilo on the Chet he's being accused of also. And the Chayri, the Divir of Yehuda, Mistavim, the Shidas Chacham, Mizar Bir, how could a person be Mizvada on a Chet that he knows he wasn't either? What kind of video is this? That a person says a video on a chet that he's being accused of, Agami knows he's innocent and was not over on this chet. The Ramam in Peg Yud Gimel Melchis Sanhedrin Soif Halacha Aleph Paskins like the sheet of the Chacham, and the Ramam Paskins Afilo Yoda Baatzmi Shesheker Yidu. Even if the person knows that the Eidim are being made Sheker Olav Kachum Misfadish, still a person should say the video. And this like the sheet of the Chacham that Afilo Yedeh that it's a din Sheker and it wasn't the Emes Apsak and he was not over the Averio. Afiloachi, a person should be misfadded, because if not, then kol adam will say this k'dei l'nakei says atzmai. And the Achreinim ask is tir b'divei Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel brings the lashon of the Medrash. V'ashma l'rabbis kol chayvei misa sheyisvadu. The Medrash brings a riboy that all chayvei misa should be misfadded. Zok the Medrash yochal afan erogin al pi zaymimin. Even those that are being chayvei misa al pi edim zaymimin al pi edim shakronim, they also should say a video and have such a havamina. Zok the medrash le'amarti ella va'ashma nefesh ahi rotsa le'imar shu'ein echayiv le'zvadis kishe yedish ein le'chayt avahu alod of sheker. The Ramam brings a drosha that's been made that a person does not have to be misvadis if he knows that they are married all of sheker. It's dafka in the case with the dynamis that a person has a chiv to be misvadis. But when mocking that it's edim zaymin, he knows they're being made all of sheker, there's a miyat that's in the medrash chazal dashin from a pasuk to a mait mishedeh that they made all of sheker, he is not mechiv to misvade. And the chayvitz is tiyah v'piskei Ramam, the Ramam in Perek Yud Gimel Milchus Sanhedrin, paskins like the Chacham, and the Ramam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Mitzvahs Esai and Gimel, as mashma is paskin like Shittas Reb Yehuda, that one who knows he was not over the aveir is not mechiv to misvade. And the Pichodesh in his Pirish Mayim Chaim on the Rambam, and is also in the Avi Ezri, in Perek Yud Gimel Milchus Sanhedrin, are mefarish that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is bringing the Halacha Midei Raisa. And Midei Raisa, there's a Miyat that one who knows he was not over the Averia is not Mechiv to Misfadah. There is no Din Vidya on a person who knows that he was not over this Averia. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Milchus Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph, that is paskening Afilof, one knows that he wasn't over the Averia and the Eidim are being made a checker. Afilochi Shmi Misfadah, that's not a Chiyav Midei Raisa, it's a Chiyav Midei Rabbanon. And the Rambam is paskening like the sheet of the Chachomim. The Rambam holds this, that the Chachomim say a person who knows that the Eidim are being made a checker and the Psak is a Psak checker should still be Misfadah, is a Din Midei Rabbanon. And the Chacham is saying the reason for this takanas Chacham, why is it that Chazal will misakin Afilu, one who knows he wasn't over the Averi, should also be misvade? And the Chacham being mefarish, can Yehu kol adam oimekin kedei lenakei says atzmai, being that even ones who are over the Averi will not be misvade kedei lenakei says atzmai, therefore Chazal will misakin Afilu, people who are not over the Averi, they also should be misvade, therefore those who are over the Averi will be misvade, they won't hold back from being misvade kedei lenakei says atzmon. Those who weren't over the Avera also mechuyv to be misvada. Therefore, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot is coming to paskin the halacha midaraisa. There's a mir that there is no chiyav vidoy. And the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel Melachos Sanhedrin is paskin that this that the Chazal and Misakin is a takanas racham that afilu mish that knows that he wasn't over the Avera should also be misvada. Reb Shach is moiser further and he asks, why is it that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot brings a medrash that we have a mir that one who wasn't over the Avera does not have to be misvada? What does the Hava mean of Bechlal that a person should have to be misvada? Why do we need a pasuk to be a mayit that one who wasn't over the Avera does not have to be misvada? How is it possible to say that a person has to be misvada? Lechayre doesn't pass Bechlal avido. It's not possible to misvada on an Avera that a person knows that he wasn't over. And if Shach answers, there's a halacha of kaifin ala mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs essay, Bezin will force a person to be mekayim a mitzvahs essay. And in Cain, even if the person says that he knows he's innocent and he knows that he's not mechuyev to be misvada because he knows he wasn't over the avera, afilu achir avahavmin that bezdin would be kaifin oisay to be mekayim mitzvah sasei and there would be kaifin oisay to be misvada mitzad the halacha of kaifin to be mekayim mitzvah sasei. For this is a miyat the chazal mamayit in the parsha of vidoy. There is no chiyev if the person says himself he knows he's innocent, he knows he was not over the avera. Bezdin is not kaifin him to be misvaded. There's a miyat, there is no kaifin on mitzvah's essay in such a case. And that's what the miyat's coming to be mechadish, that if the person knows he's innocent, Bezdin will not be kaifin to be misvaded. He is potter from the video. It's dafka, a person who says he was over the Avera, he is misvaded, kaidim misasa. And the etzem maisa mentioned in the Gemara, when Ochan was moral, Bacherim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Chata Yisrael, Klai Yisrael was over a chet, and Yeshua asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amalefana v'yibayin Yisrael l'mi chata, who was the one who was over on the chet? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Yeshua, Amalei v'chid litreni, Amaya balosh and hara, Leich hapil gairel, let's go be mapil gairel, and go find out who was the one who was mal b'cheim, who was over on the chet. On this that it was considered Lashon Hara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, v'chid litreni, Amaya balosh and hara, it's mashma telling Yeshua who was the one who was over the Avera would be considered Lashon Hara. Rabbeinu Yonin, Shari Tshuvin, Shari Shlishi, Ois Reish Tes Vav, Paskins, Veda, Kim Yireh, Ish, Kich Ovar, Chavei, Al Dvar Torah, Baseisa. If one sees that his friend was Oivir on a Isser, Deraisa, Baseisa, Vu Gila, Al Chatoisav, Al Shar, Bas Rab, Miz Megal, Al Chatoisav, Bifnei Kolam, Veide, he tells people about that his friend was Oivir on a Vera. Dr. Rabbeinu Yonin, the Sipur of telling over this that his friend was Oivir on Isser, Deraisa, is Oshem, Oshem, Alzed, is an Isser, Oshem, Oshem, and the Ben Yonah is mefarish the reason why there's an Issel Lashon Hara, is like the Ben Yonah, ki ule achayte ahu shav mi darkei ara. There's a tzad, maybe the one who was chayte was shav mi darkei ara, maybe he did tshuva on his chet, and therefore it's osel l'saper of Lashon Hara. If he did tshuva on his chet, it's osel l'saper of Lashon Hara, therefore oshem oshem alzeh. And this halacha of the Ben Yonah is gepaskin in the Chafetz Chaim, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, klal dalet, sif dalet. He paskins if one sees a chayte who was over on the Isser, I'm reforcing that call that he knows the chayte knew his Asser. Mikamakim, if it's an Ishbainini, it's Asser, less separate to other people, this that he was over the Isser. And the Chafetz Chaim is mefarish because it's a tzad, maybe this Ishbainini did tshuva on his chet. And if he did tshuva, it's Asser, less separate of Lashon Hara. Therefore, a person has to be chayshish, he did tshuva, and it's Asser, less separate of Lashon Hara. And Dr. Chavetz Chaim calls there if it's an Ishbeinini, if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he's Bevadi Osir Tshuva, and it's Bevadi Osir L'Saperlov. We could assume he did Tshuva for his Chet, and it's Osir L'Saperlov, all of Lashon Hara. V'yesh Lohoyer, on this halacha of Rabbi Yonin and the Chavetz Chaim from our Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedea Machshevois B'nai Adam, and he knows that Achan didn't do Tshuva. And in Cain, if Achan was over on a Chet, I'm Mefursim La'Koyel, he was Mal Bacherim. Achan was over an Avera, and Afilu Achi HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, V'chid literani, and my Abba Lashon Hara, it's mashma the Sipur of telling him that Achan was the one who was Chayte, would be a Sipur of Lashon Hara. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Achan didn't do tshuva, so why is this a Sipur of Lashon Hara? Rabbi Yonin, the Chafetz Chaim, and Mefarish, it's only Osir Lesaper that his friend was over a Chet, a Isser, and a Teir, Baseser, because he has to be Chayshish Shem, or Osir tshuva. And Ovi HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Achan didn't do tshuva, so why is there an Isser Lashon Hara? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say V'chid Litrani? Why is he this considered Lashon Hara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to tell Yeshua that Achan was the one who was Chayte? And the Chayve Yesh Liyashiv HaPivot the Chavetz Chaim Paskins in Klal Yod. The Chavetz Chaim Paskins that if one is Mutter L'Saper Lashon Hara L'Tayelis, it's Dafka if the only way to bring about this Tayelis is to be Mesaper Lashon Hara. But if a person has another Eitzah to bring about this Tayelas, he can be Mesaviv and cause that this Tayelas should happen without being Mesaper Lashon Hara. It's Osir Lesaper Lashon Hara, Afilu L'Tayelas. The entire heter to speak Lashon Hara l'tayeles is dafkev. The only way to bring about this tayeles is the idea of the sipra of Lashon Hara. If there's another etzah to bring about the tayeles, then it's also to be mesaper the Lashon Hara. And in Bermayim Chaim Sifkotin Yoralef, the Chavetz Chaim brings a mekor for this halacha from our Gemara. So the Chavetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't tell Yeshua that Achan was the one who was chayte. Agam was a tayeles. It would be mutter to say over that Achan was the one who was chayte. But Mikomakim, being that there is another etzah had to bring about the tayeles, Leich Hapil Geirolis, go do a Geirol, and I day the Geirol will find out who was the one who was chayte. He'll find out that Achan is the one who was chayte. So being that he's able to be Geirim and bring about the tayeles without the sipur of Lashon Hara, it's also to be Mesapir Lashon Hara. So Mikomakim, Lifizeh, Yesh Leyashiv, the Kashir we asked earlier, this that we asked, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to tell you Yeshua Achan was Chayte L'Chay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Achan didn't do tshuva and it's mutter l'saper all of Lashon Hara. Hagam it's mutter l'saper all of Lashon Hara, but even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have told Yeshua was Achan, being that there's a way to bring about this tayeles, to bring about this information that Achan was the one who was Chayte without being misaper Lashon Hara, the male is an issa of Sipur Lashon Hara to say over that Achan was the one who was Chayte. Only Mikol Mokim it's still shver. This that the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya from our Gemara that if one is able to bring about the tayeles in another oifin, it's also l'saper Lashon Hara, it's dafkif, this is the only way to bring about the tayeles, it's mutter l'saper of Lashon Hara. L'chayir, in our Gemara, why is this considered a different way to bring about the tayeles? Why is leich hapil geiroles, why is a geirol considered another eitzah had to bring about the tayeles? L'chayir, bein if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua that Achan was the one who was chayte, or bein if it's done al pi geirul, which is also al pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who causes that Achan's name is the one who comes up in the geirul. So in Cain, bein if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it befeirish, bein if it's through the geirul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yeshua that Achan is the one who is chayte. So why is this considered another eitzah, another oifin at a bing about the tayeles, that if it's also is separate to tell Yeshua that Achan was the one who was moral b'cheirim. And the chayri yesh liyashiv kushyizu al pi what we mentioned earlier, the Rambam and the Rav Mefarish that Achan was Mesa Pi'ai Da'as Atzmai, even though normally Bezdin isn't Memes Pi'ai Da'as Atzmai, when it came to the Chet of Achan, Bezdin Shebezdin Shal Yeshua was Memes Achan Pi'ai Da'as Atzmai, so the Rambam was a Ra Asha, and the Rambam in the Yad and Ilchus Sanhedrin says either it was a Ra Asha, or because he was considered a Murid B'Malchus, he was married in the Malchus of Yeshua. From Mikomakim, it's Mavur from the Rambam that the Mises Achan wasn't a Pi'a Geirul, the Mises Achan was a Pi'a Da'asai, that Achan was Maida, and Achan said, Amnam Chatasi, Achan was Maida to everybody, he was Ma'a Bachem, and he took things from Yerichai. Mikomakim, it's Mavur from the Rambam that it wasn't a Pi'a Geirul, it was a Pi'a Da'as Atzmai. Same came, the Geirul was only there to bring about that Achan should be Maida. But the Iker, the way they found out that Achan was the one who was Chayte, was a Pi'a Da'as Achan himself, that he told them, Amnam Chatasi, and he was Ma'al in the Chayim. So in Kena, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yeshua, V'chid Litrani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to tell Yeshua that Achan was the one who was Chayte. There's another way to bring about this Tayelis of finding out that Achan is the Chayte. Leich Hapil Geiroles, and I day the Geirol, it will be Geirim that Achan will be Maida and Apiyadas. Achan, you know that Achan is the one who was Chayte. And it's not considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it befeirish, being it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yeshua that Achan is the Chayte. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only causing that the Geirol should come out to Achan. And through this, that the girl comes out to Achan, Achan will be Maida, and it's a IP Haidas Achan that they knew that Achan was the Chayte. And from there, the Chavetz Chaim saw the halacha that if one is able to bring about the Tayelas, but if an Achet to cause the Tayelas to happen without being Mesaper, a Sipra of Lashon Hara, it's also to be Mesaper Lashon Hara, a filo for a Tayelas. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings the Vidoy of Achan, Vayan Achan is Yeshua, Vayeme, Omna Anoichi Chatosi La Shemele Ke Yisrael. V'chazois v'chazois ha-sisi, and the Gemara darshins this lashon of v'chazois v'chazois ha-sisi ha-merasi ha-mebchanina melamed shemal ochon b'shloishach ha-ramim. We darshin from this lashon kazois v'chazois ha-sisi that ochon was mal in three ha-ramim, twice b'mei Moshe v'echo b'mei Yeshua. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Mebelaza b'Rabbi Shimon that he was over in chamisha ha-ramim, four b'mei Moshe and echad b'mei Yeshua. And Rabbi Yochanan also darshins this from the lashon of v'chazois v'chazois ha-sisi. In fact, the Gemara, if Achan was over on Achim b'mei Moshe, he was already a Ma'al b'Achim, ad hashta my time lo yonish. Why is it that until this point, Achan wasn't Nenash and Klaisa wasn't Nenash? Why is the Einish of Achan first come b'mei Yeshua if it wasn't the first time he was Ma'al b'Achim? And the Gemara enters on Meb Yechonim Mishum Meb Lazer Beb Shimon Lefishle Onash al Anistoris ad she'ovu Yisrael es Ayarden. Klaisa was not Nenash on the Nestoris, one Yid wasn't yet Nenash for an Aveira ben Nistar of a second Yid until Klaisa was over the Yardin until Agrizim and on Arevol, that Klai Yisrael's Mekabal Arvis, that Kol Yisrael Lo Arevim Zel Lazeh, now the Nena Shafilon Daveris Han Historis of a second Yid, after Agrizman and Ha'evil, after Ochan, now he was Mal Bechirim, and Klai Yisrael Arevim Zel Lazeh, so all of Klai Yisrael is responsible for this, that Ochan is Mal Bechirim, and Memela Klai Yisrael is Nenash for Ochan's Aveira, and then they went and were passing the Chiyamisa on Ochan. And the Gemara brings that this is a machlokes tanoim ketanoi and historis lashem elekeinu vanigloys lonu ulvaneinu adolam. In fact, the Gemara, why are the nekudas on top of the word lonu ulvaneinu and on the ayin shebead? So the Gemara melamich le onash al anhistoris ad sheavu Yisrael sayarden. These nekudas are coming to tell you that Klai Yisrael wasn't nenash al anhistoris. There was no arvus al anhistoris until they were over the Yarden. Koidim Kushavu Yisrael Sayyadin, they were Nenash one Yid for the Aveir of the second Yid, but Dafka and Aveiris Aglius. By Shenkin on the Aveiris and his stories, they were not Nenash until the Kabbalah service, by Agrizaman and Arevil, and that's why they're in Anakudis on top of the words Lonul Vonenu Ad. And Ebnechem Yediviri Eb Yehuda, and Amalei Ebnechem Yez Chelukan Eb Yehuda, Vichy Onash Alan his stories to Oilam, Ebnechem Yez says it's not Shaykh to give an Oinish for one Yid for a second Yid's Aveir Beseiser. But like Kvanemra Adoilam, he brings from the Pasik, it says that in Historis, in Anenash Adoilam, and Zoktev Nechemya, Ella Kishem Shle Onash Al An Historis, Kach Le Onash Al Oinchen Shebe Goli, Ad Shov Yisola Sayarden. Shita Sev Nechemya is that Klai Yisola were not Nenash on the Averis Agluyis Ad Shov Yisayarden. And on Agrizaman on Arevo, when they are Mekabal Arve Zer Lazer, now they are Nenash for Averis Agluyis, one Yid is Nenash for an Averis Agluyis of a second Yid. But on Averis Han Historis Ad Oilam, there is no Einish. One Yid is not Nenash for an Averis and Shebeseisa of a second Yid. In fact, the Gemara, if one Yid is not Nenash on the Averis Shebeseisa of a second Yid, so Ochan, my time, my Yonish, what's the reason why Ochan, there was an Einish for Gans Klai Yisrael for this, that Ochan was Maal Bechayim? And Zog the Gemara, because it wasn't considered an Averis Shebeseisa, Mishim the Aviyadi by Ishta Yubanov, being that Ishta Yubanov already knew about the Averis, was not considered an Averis Shebeseisa. And Melu, we have the Allah of Kol Yisrael Averim Zelazeh, and Klai Yisrael was Nenesh for this Averis that Ochan was over, that he was Maal Bechayim. On the Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Nechemya, this the Reb Yehuda holds that Klai Yisrael was Nenesh for Averis Agluyis Afilu in the Midbar, Koidim Shavu Esayayden, and La'achar Agriz Men Arevil, now the Nenesh and Averis on his stories, and Nechemya is Chaylik. If Nechemya holds that an Averis and his stories, there is no Einish Ad Oilam, how can one Yid be Nenash for an Averis Shebeseis of a second Yid if the first Yid doesn't even know about it? So Ktem Nechemya, the Karbalah service of Arugizm and Arevil was for the Averis Agluyis. And according to Shittus Ab Yehuda needs explanation, according to Ab Yehuda, why is it that they were Nenash and Averis Agluyis Afilu Koidim Shavu Yisrael Esayardin? If the Karbalah service was Dafka by Arugizm and Arevil, that's when Klai Yisrael was Nasu Arevim Zelazeh. So why is it that Koidim Shavu Yisrael Sayyadin, they were Nenash and Averis Agluyis? What is the, what Arvis was there already before the Kabbalah's Arvis Vagiz Man are able to say that one Yid should be Nenash and Averis of a second Yid? And the Gemara in Soitan Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis brings that there are 48 Risos Al Kol Mitzvah or Mitzvah. There was Shisha Osar B'Sinai, Shisha Osar B'Arvis Moyav, and Shisha Osar B'Hagiz Man and Harevel. And the Gemara brings further down the Amid, Amar Mishum Reb Shimon, Ein Lecha Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sheksuva B'Toyrish, Lein Nichrusu Aleha Arbo, Shmoyne Brises, there's Ein Lecha Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah that's Ksuva B'Toyrish, that doesn't have a Krisis Bris with this, of 48 Brises. And Zog the Gemara was Shisha Asa B'Sinai, Shisha Asa B'Avis Moiv, and Shisha Asa on the Hagrizim and Arevel. But his Moisif, not only there was 48 Brises, but it's 48 Brises, Shal Sheish Meyes Elef, Ushloishes Alofim V'Chamesh Meyes V'Chamishim. These 48 brises came with the Kabbalah's Arvah Zeh Lazeh. So there are 48 brises that call mitzvah, mitzvahs, nichras, aleha, and Zakhtar Gemara, it's 48 brises of 600,000 because each year is Arevim Zeh Lazeh. And Zakhtar Mashal, it's mevuah from the Gemara that Afilu B'Sinai, there was a Kabbalah's bris, there was a, like the Gemara's dashning, where Shisha Osa B'Sinai, Shisha Osa B'Avis Moyev, and Shisha Osa B'Agrizim B'Arevol, and this Krisa's bris that they were Mekabal B'Sinai also had with it a Kabbalah's Arvah. And it was Nasai day this Christmas bis, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. So the Masha, the Gemara and Saita is going according to the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that Klai Yisrael was Nenash and Averis Agluyis Afilu Koidim Shavu Yisrael Asayardin, and that's the Christmas bis that was Bisinai, the Shishasa Bisinai was by 600,000 times 16. There was a Kabbalah service, that Kabbalah service was a Kabbalah service and Averis Agluyis, and therefore according to Rebbe Yehuda, they were Nenash and Averis Agluyis Afilu Koidim Shavu Yisrael Asayardin. The Kabbalah of Agrizman and Arevel was Moisif, that even on Averis and Historis also call Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. On the Etzem Shita of Reb Yehuda, that on the Averis Agluyis, the Nenash Koidim Shavu Yisrael Asayardin, And on the Averis on his stories, they are Nena Shafi after the Kabbalah of Agrizim and on Har Evel. And the Chayvitz Mistaver Taimed Ibn Nechemya, how could a person get a Oynish for the Averis Shabbos that his friend does if he doesn't even know about the Averis? How could a person live? How could he know that his friend's doing an Averis Shabbos Seisa, that we should give him an Oynish for this that his friend's doing an Averis Shabbos Seisa? And the Me'iri is Mefarish, the Oynish for Averis on his stories doesn't mean that on all Averis on his stories, Kol Yisrael Averim Zelazet. When we say a person's Nenash on Averis on his stories, it's only been Makim that Bezdin was Leichipesh and they weren't Dairish Kol Tzarkam. They could have really searched out and found out the person's being given Averis and been Mazarim and stopped him from doing the Averis. But Bezdin didn't do dinam, or Kol Yisrael didn't do dinam in being mazir those not to do averis. They didn't watch enough. They weren't chayfish v'chayker who's being over an averis to stop him from doing averis. And b'oif in zeh, a person is nenash afilo on averis on his stories. Agami doesn't know about the averis, being that it was b'yacholte to stop it. A person is nenash Kol Yisrael even zeh lezeh to be nenash on averis on his stories. And there's a similar mahalach to this in the Kliyaka in Reish Parshas Nitzavim. The Kliyaka brings a mashal of one who borrowed money and somebody else was nasa orev on the chayf. If the Orev sees, he's a guarantee of the Chayv that if the Levit doesn't pay up the Chayv, the Orev is going to have to pay. If the Orev sees the Levit is being mefazim and money and he's wasting his money, the Orev is going to rush to be mazir the Levit, not to be mefazim and money. Being that the Orev knows if the Levit doesn't have money, he's going to have to pay, the Orev is careful to be mazir the Levit, not to waste his money, to ensure that he should have money to pay up the Chayv. So to Kliyaka who adin is an einish given on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. They're an Arev on somebody else's Aveira to keep a watch out. If they see someone's acting in a way which they think could bring to an Aveira, they should hurry to be Mazarim and give him Azhoris and to make him from coming to a Matzah where he's going to be Aveira Yisurim. And the einish of Arevim Zelazeh is for not being Mazar properly, for not stopping somebody else from coming to a Matzah where they're going to be Aveira Aveira. But b'makin that the person couldn't stop him b'chlal, he was over an averis shabeseisa, b'ayfin that he couldn't stop him b'chlal from being over this iser, there is no averis on averis shabeseisa, and as far as like Ibn Nechemya, that how can you give a person an einish for averis on his stories, b'makin that the person doesn't know about the chet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.